in a keyboard player, you know, say, no, I said to him, no, I'm not a keyboard player. I'm a...
Street. The homies got at me, collab creations, bump like agony, no doubt, I put it down, never slouch, as long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me, say out. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent, still moving this flavor, with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original Buck Shaker.
Down, good Lord, baby got them open all over. town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up. The way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Touching you in your body, we even talking about you and your other guy. I like it when you tell me what you do if I was with you. I like it because you have a friend to hide. The way that you talk
to me, the thing that you say, what you say, what you say, girl.
That's right, man. Early morning to everybody, all the kings and queens, big up yourself. Now get ready to be entertained and enlightened and empowered. The Empower Hour. Get me?
Tell me what you like, baby.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Well then, blessed rising, everybody. Welcome to the Empower Hour on TKUT 90.3 FM. We are live, available on Facebook and Instagram from 7 a.m. every Thursday to 9 a.m. Again, available on Facebook, MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all.
Now,
ooh. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Gina and Pharaoh today. We will have some guests, but before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are listening. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
Blessed Melanated Rising, everybody. I'm hoping everybody's having an awesome day. I'm so grateful to life, God, our creator, and to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be here this morning. I just ask that the time that we spend today, let it be extremely entertaining, let it be educational, and let it be most importantly empowering for all our listeners. Keep everybody in a spirit of love, light, unity, and great health. Hotep, amen. Ashe.
Ashe.
Yeah, I think my mic is low. Microphone check.
Microphone check. One, two, one, two.
Okay, but before we dive in, I'm just going to run this ad real quick.
All right.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
All right, G. So it's Thursday, April 15th. How was your week?
My week was, it was emotional, I have to say. It was a bit of an
emotional like Carl Thomas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are we in a 90s vibe?
Oh, sorry. It's like DJ Bobby Payne set us off this morning. So, you know, I may be referencing a lot of music today at appropriate times. Okay.
Right. No, yeah. No, there's a, obviously there's a lot going on during the week. And of course. We're going to touch that. Mm. We're going to touch on that. But I finally got some solace last night, actually, because I had a song, Living Rent Free, in my head.
Okay.
Almost caused a nosebleed. Okay. Because.
Wow.
Have you ever had a song in your head and you're just like, you know the melody, you know the song.
Right.
But you don't have the words right.
Okay.
And you don't have the artist. And you're just like, yo, who is, like, what?
Yes.
And you keep doing it in your head because you're just like, I'm going to get it. I'm gonna know what it is.
Right.
And then I decided to send a voice note to my bestie and my sister because I was like, guys, I need your help. And I literally was just like, what's that song? Na 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 na. Like, literally sent them la la la's and everything, right?
Track. Yeah, okay. What is that song?
Okay. So let it live in your head for a little bit.
Okay.
It's not Luther Vandross?
Okay, because listen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because in my head, I was like, yo, that feels like Luther, you know? Yeah. And so I asked my friend, she's like, yeah, I think it's Luther. Went through Luther's whole catalog, my G. And although there was bangers, I was like, nah, that's not the voice. Like, I can hear the voice in my head, and it's not Luther. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's Kenny Lattimore. Also bangers. Not it. I was like, you know what? It doesn't seem that old. Although Kenny's not super, super old. But I was like, maybe it's Tevin Campbell. Played one song. I was like, nope.
No.
Wow.
Not Tevin. And then my sister calls me. And then my sister's like, no, I think that's Stevie Wonder still. I was like, yo, you know what?
That hits
some Stevie Wonder
really
things,
does,
right?
Yeah,
does.
Some notes.
Let me tell you something about Stevie Wonder, huh? Legend.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, of course, I went through his discography also.
Of course.
Tidbit. Did you guys know? I learned this. I was yesterday years old when I learned that Gangster's Paradise was sampled off of was Playtime's Paradise.
No, didn't know that.
So it was all kinds of lessons and all kinds of vibes yesterday.
That's good.
And then finally.
Uh-huh. It's happened to me. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
We in it this morning. So then finally, someone on the outside is like, nah, guys, that's Joe.
It is Joe.
It's Joe.
Who's Joe?
Yo, Pharoah, cue the music.
I want to know.
You didn't even cue it.
You want.
I told you.
You don't know Joe? Yeah. He's to grease his beard for the Soul Trains.
Not grease his beard. I'm sorry. Leave Joe alone.
You did tell me, you know.
She did say it several times.
No, she said, when I tell you to play it, you got to play it.
And I had it. I gave him everything he needed.
No, but I'll tell you what makes this really funny. Because you said it, and I had no idea what you were talking about.
I said,
it's going to be in the intro.
Wow.
And he's like, you got it. I even gave him the timestamp.
I know. Yeah, I'm on Gina. I'm on Gina's side.
No, me too.
But
I'm
the thing
genocide.
Is, what
That's
happens
what
is like, you were so enthused when she said it. You said, I'm going to do it.
I made it really seem like I was on it.
He just doesn't want me to be great.
No,
you really don't. Like, come on.
Oh, that's not in cue at the right place. Close enough.
Can
come on, Gina.
No,
oh, my.
No.
Is that it? Because I'm here jamming. This is not it?
No,
not at all. This is all sound what Gina said. Anyways.
No, I'm part way angry at this.
It's not even close to what she said.
That was the tune?
No.
No, man.
Yo.
What are you playing?
Yo, I swear I just played with the track that came up.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No, you didn't. Oh, yes, you did. My bad.
This is
the love scene, isn't it?
This is it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Song?
Yes. At 2:25,
please. Okay, this is close enough. Yes, it's 2:17.
He's not going to get it.
Let her roll into it. All right?
He's not going to get it, love. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Turn it up.
Show me to the subway. I'll go down. Nothing can be sweeter than the sound of
Thank you, G. We're waiting for you. Come on now.
I'm not
thinking
over Joe.
Oh,
sorry.
I'll love you from the bottom to the top. Nothing is forbidden when we touch.
I shouldn't be
saying that. Baby.
Things you never do.
Every little.
I'll do it for you.
Ooh,
baby. I want
having a moment.
No, yeah. I told him it was only supposed to be that little snippet.
Well, I guess I was having a moment.
Yeah, well.
I mean, we just came off with some music. I wasn't trying to blow up the
that
whole.
I like that track.
The whole
though.
Intro. Joe
had
you know?
Some charm.
I thought it was the Gina segment. So I just
no.
thought,
yeah, yeah.
I thought we were renaming the
you
segment.
You know what? If it was cued on time, it would have just been 20 seconds and it wouldn't have been the Gina segment.
I was just giving you your time.
Oops. All right. So yeah. Okay.
Next
up.
No nosebleeds, and I finally did it, and I got my life, and I was able to go to sleep. So that was blessed.
That's good.
And other than that, I want to give a big shout out to my brother Isaiah. It was his birthday on Sunday.
Woo! Happy birthday, belated.
And a big shout out to my brother from another. It's his birthday today, Sheldon Turner. Happy birthday!
Hey! Happy birthday, Aries season.
Well, no, I don't mind changing it to the Gina segment because it just. No, you want to just start?
That's just selfish.
No, I just okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't.
All right.
But I'm just saying this. My whole little intro would have been a solid 40 seconds had you cued it the way I asked you to.
Okay, you're right.
So the way I set you up to not even ask you to.
So
I set you.
We're gonna try again next week.
It was an alley oop, and I was like, "Wait, are you passing me the ball?"
Man Look, said, "Not in my house, Matumbo." And I was like, "We're on the same team."
All right. Do we have quick? Queen Kai, are you on? Mike,
I am.
Okay.
How was your week, Kaya?
My week was good. It was regular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just enjoying this little bit of sun. Y'all can't complain.
I know, right? Anything exciting?
No.
Interesting.
Just that the sun was out and, you know, we were outside in shorts and t-shirts and the next day we were back in winter coats.
Exactly. And welcome to Canada. All right, Pharaoh, how about you? What's going on?
So basically going off of that same vibe that Kai was just talking about, well, as you can see, I'm in studio today with flip-flops. I'm wearing flip-flops and socks.
We will take a picture of that and post it on our page.
Flip-flops and socks because the toes aren't out yet. But you guys know how to get down there. Come warm weather. I don't like shoes and socks.
Okay.
So I was definitely appreciative of that. I really had a good time. But I wanted to highlight last week we had our first Politics 101
mm-hmm.
workshop.
That was fire.
And it was lit. Big shout out to Tanisha Valiant. Well, big shout out to Tanisha Mapp too. She's pretty dope. But that's
it was her birthday too. So hey, Tanisha, you know, happy birthday!
Big shout out to Tanisha.
Right, you know, right.
But I wasn't talking about you.
Yeah.
It was
wow.
Tanisha Valiant.
I like that.
So big shout out to her organization Demos Gratos. They're helping us with these workshops,
nice.
And it was exceptional. Like, go ahead.
The good news is, guys. I'm not as politically illiterate as I thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
Like
no,
when
but
I was,
that's
when I was
good.
Listening, I was just like, okay, I could take the 102 class.
Mm-hmm.
I need this 101 stuff. 102. This is blessed.
I got to get
know,
to it. I didn't get to it.
I had the basics down. It was pretty
right.
blessed.
Well, that's good. I know there's a recording, so I gotta get to it. Yep. Yeah, I do have a question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a couple of weeks back you had said you were going to participate in in the Soca and Sweat class that was arising.
Oh,
and I just, and you said, Trish, I'm going to get into it. And you were moving your arms off key. And I was just wondering.
You see, look.
Did you do it?
On multiple occasions, I've tried
uh-huh.
to take part in this class.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yep.
just the schedule.
Right.
It's crazy.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like, that week, I remember that week. The following week, I was
No,
ready.
I'm talking about this week, though.
No, I'm off SG because it's been like 2 weeks.
Right. It's been a couple of weeks that you did say this. And, you know, we're supposed to hold each other accountable according to Gina's weekly stuff. So, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And just so you guys know, I have full intentions next week.
Okay.
I'm taking part.
I'm going to revisit this next Thursday.
Okay, no, please.
Seven days from now. Because remember, I told you, I'm going to put it in my phone. I'm going to ask you next week.
No, and then this week, I was caught up in a meeting. We had a little emergency in the family. So I was caught up. And that's why. I
caught up like Usher and his Usher Bucks?
You already know.
Okay.
No, I don't know what that meant.
You don't know? Usher and his Usher Bucks? We'll talk about that.
Usher Bucks?
I don't, sorry.
Usher gave, before I talk about my week, Usher gave the strippers Usher Bucks. Like,
nope.
It had his face
nope.
on it.
He did?
Nope, you can't
oh
do
my
that.
God, you guys.
You can't
what do,
do
you mean
that.
Usher gave strippers Usher Bucks?
He gave them
Bucks.
Real money, but on top of that, he gave them Usher
Bucks. Did he have to come and exchange it?
I don't know what the transaction was after that.
Unless an Usher Bucks cost like...
And even Chris Brown has a picture of him holding like 100 or 20 or something like that with Usher's face on it.
But why? Anyways, I'm going to the segment. I got to pull this up.
Yeah. So anyways, for myself, ooh, I probably on social media too much. I had a good week. I mean, I spoke to the leadership group of the Coding Edge Black Community Center on Saturday. I spoke to the girls only about self-love, and then the guys and everybody else about podcasting and my YouTube stuff. I am adjusting to the 8 p.m. curfew because I have a tendency to want snacks after 8. I don't know why. I just want snacks. Nice. Want something sweet. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
How it is. And I realize at my 36 years of age, I don't like noise. Mm. Unnecessary noise. I can't stand it. It is get on my nerves. It gets under my skin. It's like, why?
Get your porch chair ready, because you about to be that old lady on the porch.
Like, noise. I don't understand. Like, why? Like, I hear a door slam and I'm like, but why though? But why? Why do we need to slam?
And you had mentioned that when you were talking about banging on the ceiling.
Yeah. Those are my neighbors and stuff like that. Yeah, they still at it. You know what I'm saying?
But it's just... I had an idea you didn't like noise from them.
Yeah, I don't like noise, period, for no reason.
But those were downstairs neighbors. Like, yeah, you know how much noise you need to make for that to rise up?
And they're still doing it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'll just say I got them back with my own little noise, and we'll keep it at that. Anyways, headlines. Are we playing music?
So I just... hold on. I'm pulling up Usher's money. I'm putting it in here.
Why don't we jump into headlines?
Headlines. Usher Bucks. I cannot believe you guys didn't hear that.
Yeah, no. Just check it out. The Empower Hour on Facebook. Like our page and check out Usher Money.
Usher's okay. Bucks. All right. Okay, so cool. This week's headlines. Woo! Jeez, Luis. Oh, after we're smiling and grinning, it's hard because, you know, these week's headlines start off a little grim. Dante Wright was shot and killed by a police officer in Brooklyn Center in Minnesota. This one, I was just like, honestly. Oh. And then after they went and said she meant to pull her taser, but then she pulled her gun.
And not to mention that the arrest was off of a warrant, right?
It was off of a warrant.
What the articles didn't tell you, they just said it was a warrant, and of course they put images of him from his social media, him with a young daughter, because he's a relatively young man, right?
So he's 20.
So with about a 1-year-old child, and another picture with him holding a gun. But you know, y'all in an open carry state, so what's the problem?
Okay,
y'all have gun laws. It's your Second Amendment. You guys talk about that left, right, and center.
Exactly.
But the warrant trying to arrest him for was a summons that was sent to the wrong address.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They received it saying that it was sent back. Mm-hmm. And so he never even knew he had a summons.
Mm.
But that's in the system, though. When you pull up the system, you can see that.
Yeah. Wow.
And so they tried to say, oh, the officer was saying, is like, taser, taser. And then she pulled out her gun.
A 26-year veteran on top of that.
So you're not telling, like, no.
There's so much.
That to me feels... It feels like it was planned.
Of course,
like,
it was.
Just
planned.
Say what it is and whatever. Let's just.
Of course, it was
murder in the first degree.
Yeah.
And they're charging her with second degree murder, from what I understand now. And I'm just
because all you got to say is taser, taser, and then pull out your gun.
Exactly. And Anyway.
Yeah, but that goes back to what we were talking about some time ago when we were talking about how do we like what good is the cameras if. We
exactly.
could see what's happening and just see they're committing crimes. It's like, it's not going to make a difference. Like, if we're not working on more just distancing ourselves from these oppressors, we're basically we're wasting our time, because
we
need to create more space between us and the people and the system.
Period. Period.
Can I play
or start acting like they're our employees, because that's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't think they're aware of that.
See, to live is to suffer. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. I've been through mad different faces, like mazes, to find my way.
And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than bids. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball. Drama with my mama, she got on some flash, so I split, and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed, strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed, I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was, bagging when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was, going too fast it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell, group homes and institutions, prepared my for jail, they put me in a situation, forcing me to be a man, when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand, damn, was it my fault, something I did, to make a father leave his first kid at 7, doing my first bid, back on the scene at 14, with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream, and by all means, I will be living high off the hog, and I never gave a fuck about much but my dog, that's my only I'd head off in my last, just another look, come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping.
Mm-hmm. And we all know why we just went into that little musical break. Rest in peace, DMX. From he passed away, what was it, last Friday? Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah.
At 50 years old.
Yeah.
He's really young. But one thing with DMX that I noticed, like going over all of his music and just like a lot of his interviews I've been watching, he was very anointed. He was really, really anointed. DMX like had a relationship with God. It was just so beautiful, you know, it was beautiful. You see him on so many occasions breaking into like song with a lot of church members, his friends, talking about it, praying, reading the Bible, and it was beautiful to see, you know. But now, like, it gives me, and I'm sure a lot of other people, a sense, a comfort knowing that he's really at peace at this moment.
Absolutely.
He well is said. At peace. He is at
well
peace.
Well said, well said, well said. Gone, never forgotten.
Absolutely, never.
I definitely.
There will never be another DMX. Like, never.
I definitely bask in everything DMX for the past week.
Mm-hmm.
I went back and listened to his interview with Drink Champs.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal interview.
With Noriega giving him his flowers. And at that point, he couldn't even take the flowers because that was his heart. Like, he couldn't even receive the flowers properly, you know, because he wanted to give it back. But Nori was very firm and adamant about giving him his flowers, which he 100% deserved,
for sure. Absolutely.
So
that's always good, being able to acknowledge people while they're still around, too.
Yeah, man. Like, you got to do that stuff. You definitely have to. All right. We talking about the
St. Vincent.
Yes. So the volcano, weeks before this happened, they were saying the volcano is going to erupt. It's going to erupt, but they weren't really sure about it. And then finally, unfortunately, it did erupt on April 9th, sending clouds of hot ash some 20,000 feet into the air, blanketing much of the island in ash and causing water and electricity outages. Do you guys know anybody there? Have family there? Like, what's the story for you guys? I just think that's, it's so sad just to see.
I don't have any family that I know. Well, actually.
Yeah, we kind of, well, not direct family.
Lots of family and friends from St. Vincent, but not there presently.
Okay.
But I actually, I have an online friend that I made actually some months ago, and she happened to be there on vacation visiting her family, and she got caught up in it. She's doing a relief fund actually right now. It's terrible.
It's terrible. Mm. It's terrible.
And the trickle down from it is that the other surrounding islands are being covered in the soot and smog too.
Mm.
So it's crazy. Barbados is actually suffering a lot right now. The country is getting together to try and clean up some of the mess. Their gutters are filled with soot. A lot of people are getting leaks in their kitchens and stuff because they don't realize that the damage that the soot is doing. But you know.
Yeah, but also giving another perspective is that when the ash and rain connects, it turns into rocks. So you had rocks falling from the sky.
Yeah.
And then also when the ash is on the ground and it hits water, it basically turns into like cement.
Jeez.
So it's like so they're dealing with that as well. So definitely our prayers goes out. I know there's a lot of relief efforts. I think it's at St. Paul's Church this coming weekend.
Saturday, so from 9 to 4. I'm definitely going to go drop some stuff off over there for sure.
Okay, good. So we'll reiterate again during the community updates.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we got poet Amanda Gorman on the cover of Vogue magazine. She is a poet who performed at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's inauguration. She's been moving on up like Jefferson since she did that.
Yeah, and I was trying to find the article, but I didn't, where it's like she had turned down an offer Yeah, it was like, anyways, I just brought it up, but I don't have anything to say with it.
Wow.
But it's just like, yeah, I just heard, you know, rumors say, no, but it's just, it seemed like she, there was some kind of offer that was made and she was not down for it. And it was like a couple million bucks. And she was like, no, she's
oh,
not
wow.
gonna. It's just, she didn't, she, it's like something like she didn't resonate with the values of the company.
Okay.
You know, and I was
okay.
like, you know what? Good for her.
Good
like,
for her.
I was really, it's just to show this, like, yeah, the contrast, I guess, is our Steve Harvey that will completely sell himself out for money. But then you have, you know, this is, well, he said it. I didn't make it up.
I know, like, I know. It was just the way you said that well, that just slipped in. Well, Steve Harvey will
well, this is what he would do. And the complete opposite is the sister who was just like, nah, so the money's not
it. That's good. That is good. I did see the cover. She looks beautiful, too. So good for her mm-hmm. on that one. Last week's on Sunday, Montreal protests resulted in rioting. Which was unnecessary to, in my eyes. I mean, absolutely unnecessary. We could have done that. I mean, they were down the street from where we are right now. But, I mean, they could have done that without the ruining the small businesses that are already suffering.
But I feel like you have plans in everything that you do, right? Like, there's people yeah. who come with an agenda.
Right.
And it's not it's, and want to be opportunist as opposed to mm-hmm. coming in for the purpose and the reason. Because right. I find it hard to believe that someone who's going to try to protest for their rights and all these different things be the same people who's going to turn around and break things. I like the only time where I get that happen is when the Habs won and everyone went crazy. Mm. And, but like that was a different mindset. Like this was like, you know, we're trying to again, like you guys are civil workers. You're mm-hmm. our employees. Like we, the bosses are trying to say something. And then people were just like, yo, opportunity. Like,
yeah. Instagram, yeah. Facebook, let's film this and put it up. Basically. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I guess like courtesy to them is we have no view this morning because our windows are boarded up. So thanks.
Yeah, pretty much. We normally sit in, of course not.
You know, we normally sit and we're able to see the view of the street here in Old Montreal, but
we can't see
morning.
It thanks to Sunday's events.
Yes, but yeah, it's
better
be safe
too. Though.
It's better be safe than sorry.
Of course it's it really is. You know what I mean? You know, but what sucks is like these small businesses have to worry about that when they never had to worry about this kind of stuff before. Yeah. It's like
and we're not against them. Like this, it's so weird. It's
like they're also suffering through this. The curfew always
so
also
hard.
Affects them. I mean, like the pandemic is also affecting them.
Right.
A lot of people have lost their business. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are holding on by a thread, and mm-hmm. this is not what they
need. And then
need.
They have you have a big fire, windows broken. Like, yeah. What is the reason for
no,
that?
No, that's lack of strategy, man. Take it all the time.
Oh, man. Anyways, next one. Quebecers now need to wear masks during outdoor activities and at work. The flip-flop of this mask stuff. You know what? I'm not going to cuss this morning. I'm going to pass it to the more holier folks, Gina and Farrah, because this is getting annoying.
No, guys, soon we're going to need to wear it in the shower.
Mm. Yeah,
we're
for
gonna
sure.
We're going to need to wear it when we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need to wear it when every time, all the time. It's going to be part of us.
I watched this crazy documentary last night that just was talking about the nocebo effect. You guys ever heard that? It's
no.
the opposite of a placebo.
I've never heard of it.
No. It was new to me as well. I'm gonna share it on
definitely
the
definitely share that,
page.
Bro. Definitely share that.
And it was just like it's we need to really look at what's happening in the system. Like, I think it's important that we take precautions
mm-hmm.
by all means.
Absolutely.
I think it's just as important to focus on boosting our immune system. And I just don't find that we're talking about that enough.
I just talked about that yesterday.
And we seem to be really just focusing on like just the, you know, I don't know, like
the media fed stuff.
Exactly.
Be real about it.
Yeah,
the media
that's
fed
really
news,
what it is.
That is what everyone's going off of. Because here's the thing: every time you blink and turn around, there's a COVID. Wear your mask 2 meters. That's why it's being ingrained. When they say when you see something often enough, it then becomes a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
That because everything is, you know, COVID, the vaccine, this and that, people are starting to actually hang on to that. But we, us three, mm-hmm. I mean four, because Kai's on the phone as well. Mm-hmm. We have again the platform to say boost your immune system.
Facts.
Boost your. There's a lot of women who are doing CMOS. Shout out to Empressologist. She's doing her CMOS, Vegan Villain CMOS. You know, mm-hmm. all these girls mm-hmm. are selling CMOS and stuff like that. Read up. There's turmeric. There's ginger. There's so many things that you can do. You know, the gentleman that was here the other day, Amasi, I believe.
Yeah,
you I'm know, we also have to search for it too. We can't just wait for
Facts.
Somebody to say take CMOS. You know, you
Facts.
Have to search for it too. There are other alternatives to protecting your immune system. Go out and search for it. Don't always listen to one thing. Not everything you read is real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go
Talk
find.
About-
It.
Yep.
Go find it because it's available.
Yeah.
And CMOS again.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
you know,
you're
seriously.
Talking, you're talking, man.
And CMOS again. You know, don't believe all the hype. And that's the problem, you know. If we don't start listening to other people, other sources, oh gosh, we're doomed. We are doomed. All right, what's next? In this week's When Keeping It Karen Goes Wrong. Well said. What's going on here?
No, not When Keeping It Karen. It's When Keeping It Ken.
Ken. Excuse me. I read wrong. That. Jonathan Petland, 5 fast facts you need to know. So, Gina, I think you put this in. So, want to tell me what this gentleman did here, please?
So, Jonathan Petland, a 42-year-old man, was charged Wednesday after accusing his victim of hanging around South Carolina gated community.
Yeah,
a community.
I heard that.
A community, might I add. This literally happened yesterday, by the way. Wednesday.
Wow.
This happened yesterday. Yes.
Okay.
Hot off the presses.
Hot off the presses.
Okay. And so, and he just moved to this community in less than a year ago. Him and his wife.
Okay.
And so there was a young black gentleman walking around in the neighborhood because there's not much you can do nowadays, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is in the U.S., but also same things, right? You can walk around. That's how you get your exercises and stuff like that.
It's still legal.
It's still legal to walk.
And so, his Karen had something to say about him, saying that he was harassing people in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So her Ken came to the rescue. Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
And to his... to
Kate music. I like that.
And I want
to
say, guys, keep your cameras out. Keep your cameras out.
Always.
Keep filming. So there was a young lady who was there, and she said she just started filming because she didn't want him to become a statistic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's seen it getting escalated and whatnot. And you see, he's basically telling the young man to get out of the neighborhood, get out, or I'm going to take you out. And he's just like, you're in the wrong neighborhood. X, Y, like berating the man.
Okay. Wow.
And then, so the guy, he's trying to walk away, but he's still stepping up to him. Right.
See,
so he's still stepping up to him, and he's like, and he's just like, going away is that way, and he's just like, I can go whatever way I want.
Wow. Right.
And
wow.
So as he starts walking away, at one point, then he pushes him,
oh.
And then the video ends where you see two women walking towards them, and then it continues that the two black women came to his rescue in terms of like, yo, let's just walk with him away.
Right.
And before they did that too, we also see it also happened that Jonathan. Petland also hit the young boy's hand and his phone fell and it cracked.
Oh my goodness.
So, I mean, cops were called. Cops came, saw the video and said, well, all they can do is charge him with property
damage.
Damage,
mm-hmm.
Right. But that was obviously not enough. They already rallied up, protested in front of the man's house.
Mm.
Good.
And then they had this incident happened on Tuesday. His arrest happened on Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
And so then they were just like, no, that's not right. This is actual assault.
It's
so
assault. Then,
yeah, of course.
So now he's charged with third degree assault.
Good. Oh my.
Yeah, and he's a drill sergeant. Folks.
Wow.
Wow.
He works for the U.S. Army.
Oh.
Of course.
He's a drill sergeant.
Okay.
So like he's a big man. And like this was a young kid. Like young kid. Look, he was in his 20s, like early 20s.
Yeah, no.
But he MAGA, like he was a MAGA man, you know what I mean? Like, and
wow.
you're there, like talking up on this man, like you're trying to scare him straight,
right.
Type of situation.
Yeah.
Wow, this is ridiculous.
So
honestly, these kind of things it's getting out of hand. Like,
absolutely,
honestly.
But you know what? Keep your phones out. Keep catching them. They're gonna learn.
Exactly.
They're gonna learn today. They're learning because. You know, you had them Karens running away crying, like saying, oh my God, it's going to ruin my life.
Right.
Yes, ruin their lives.
Yeah.
His Facebook is down. His Instagram is private. His wife's Instagram is private, too. The Army had to respond, too, because they're just like, is that you? That's your employee over
good.
There?
Good.
And they're just
that's
like, no,
saying.
We don't
These
condone
guys don't
that.
Think long term,
so
you
he's going to have to answer. So he has charges in civil court.
Okay.
He's going to have charges that he has going to deal with regular police. And then when you're in the Army, there's also a whole other court that you have in the Army, too.
Great.
So
right,
they're
right.
going to look into that, too. So
good. Let's keep looking into
no,
that.
No, at least.
This is crazy,
yeah, because
man.
It's like, we do have to start holding people accountable. And I think that's how it's going
and
to
keep on
stop.
Holding them
exactly.
accountable. There's one more that we did in touch, which is along the lines, you guys. I'm sorry to bring it back to the beginning, where the lieutenant was pepper sprayed.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't touch that one. So I'm just going to do it very, very quickly. All done.
Did you watch the video?
Oh.
No, I didn't. I don't watch those things.
I know if he doesn't watch it. Mm-hmm. Oh.
But the man, like,
I lost my appetite, eh? I'm not even gonna lie.
Not to
I
skip over,
like,
but when the man said, when he told him to come out, he was just like, yo, I'm like, my hands are up. I'm scared to even take out my belt.
Trust me. He says it. He vocalizes.
And the police officer says, like, yeah, you should be.
Exactly. Oh, wow. And he had his gun to him like he was some kind of gangster. It was turned this way. And wow. I like, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and tell the story.
All right. So basically, according to BuzzFeed News, a cop was fired for pepper spraying a Black Army lieutenant during a traffic stop. Footage of the December traffic stop between Lieutenant Caron Nazario and two members of the Winter Police Department went viral over the weekend. It says Virginia officials announced the late Sunday they had fired a police officer who pepper sprayed a Black and Latino U.S. Army Medical Corps lieutenant in a December traffic stop, of which footage went viral on social media over the weekend. William Saunders, town manager of Windsor, a small community west of Norfolk, said Officer Joe Gutierrez had been let go after an investigation into his use of force against Lieutenant Caron on December 5th, 2020. I want to also point out that Lieutenant, the gentleman, was wearing his uniform.
I don't know.
I don't know how much louder I could say that. He was wearing his uniform.
I was telling my wife the other day, this must be like how it felt like being around in live, like slavery time and Jim Crow times, where like you're just seeing people being dragged away, and there's nothing you could really do. That feeling of helplessness where you're just seeing someone getting dragged away, where you're like, yeah, we probably won't see that person again, like, because it's like we're watching these things over and over, and it's just like how much more blatant could it be? How much more, like, how it's really the color of your skin. It has nothing to do with your uniform, your education. It can be anybody. It's an issue.
You can be absolutely anybody. So yeah, that was this week's headlines. Crazy, crazy stuff, eh? Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. It's a lot, but we got to it, and yeah.
All right. That's it. Segue. Let me see if I cue this up good.
Oh boy.
Is that you, Gina?
Yeah.
All right.
So many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, withholding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding. Space or time.
you're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you.
Ooh. So that was Donny Hathaway, A Song for You.
Mm-hmm.
I chose that this morning because as I was doing my week of DMX, it was there was a video of him and Alicia like in the studio,
mm-hmm.
and she started playing it, and he's just like, "That's my favorite song," and mm-hmm. he started singing it. I was just like,
"It's a beautiful
track.
The
song's fire too." Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song.
Also, a song that has been covered and redone, I think, by What's the name of that group?
City High?
Yeah, City High. One of the singers from City High redid that
song. Wow,
and
okay.
That was my intro to it. And really just a fire song.
Beautiful.
So we're getting into this week's affirmation goals and also International Days of April.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Oh, boy.
So this week's affirmation is, I give myself permission to go after what I want.
Amen. Snappity snap. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Especially if what you want is to participate in Soca and Sweat.
Oh, nice. Ooh, that nice. Was a good in. Like,
yeah. Like right here. Okay.
I was going to do
that
double.
That was not even a good high
I was going to do double. That's
okay,
why.
Okay, here we
G.
go.
Jeez.
There we go.
But right. She did good at that one. Double.
Thanks, guys.
No that problem. Is... We love you.
No
Don't mute us. Don't turn on our microphones. What's wrong with you? Like, he's such a savage. Rude.
and
this week's goal. So last week, I spoke to you guys about healing of the heart.
Yes.
So as I said, this week was very emotional too, because I was doing a lot of that. I was doing a lot of healing of the heart and deliberately, right? So taking the moment to really kind of go through my timeline and forgiving situations, appreciating situations, thanking situations, and really releasing them. And it's been quite the adventure, to say the least.
Okay.
But it's been really great. So this week, I'm still saying Heal the Heart Part 2.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of unlearning that you have to do in life.
Yes.
And I think I only got down the line of like my last 10 years. So I still got another 20, mm-hmm. 20 some odd years of memory to have to go back down to really just heal
right,
that.
Right.
So that's still this week's goal. Mm-hmm. But now that we have good weather coming, pick a trail, any trail. It's time to go out, guys. It's time to move. Like let's get all that winter gunk out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go appreciate nature. Nature is very fulfilling and it's very re-energizing as well. So you can all check out alltrails.com/Canada/Quebec/Montreal. It gives you a bunch of your different
nice.
Trails that you have.
Nice.
It gives you the kilometers that you have of it, the estimated time. They also have trails for like bike trails and a boat trail too. I ain't got no boat or nothing like that, but
not yet, ballers.
I mean, I don't want to have to deal. So if I get the boat, I need the boat for the money for maintenance folks.
Yeah,
I'm not maintenance.
You gotta know what
I'm not dealing with the maintenance myself. Okay, personally. Yeah. But yeah, so go check out a trail. Go find a trail. These are outdoor things. You're allowed to do that. They are generally open because outdoors. Just know right. that.
No, you're allowed for now until Massa said you can't do it anymore. Sorry, I had to say it. Go ahead.
I am the master of my universe, so
okay.
Stop, you know you're not.
Yes, I am. I am, wow. and my master says yeah. I can.
You Thank are, you me. Are, you are. I'm with you on that 100%.
All right.
All right. Go ahead, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Microphone check. I just feel I'm low.
I feel everyone's high, personally, but it's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, I feel like we're really
we're
high.
We're
high.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're pretty high. Still.
Okay, maybe
yeah.
I come back 2 notches. Okay, there we go. Maybe, Kaya, you there? Mic check. Oh, did we lose Kaya?
I'm here.
Oh, she's yes.
She's okay,
here.
Cool.
Nice. All right.
So, as I promised last week, I'm going to come with the International Days of April because April every day has something. Yo, kiss your teeth one more again. One more again, eh?
I love these because it creates some type of rift. So let us, please. I yes. like these days. Let me go. What is April 16th?
And I only got 5 because some of them I was like, I'm not saying this.
Good.
But,
thank you.
But yeah, no, but all of you're probably not going to like any of these, but I don't care.
So I don't like nothing. But anyway, go ahead.
Tomorrow, folks, brunch came early. It's National Eggs Benedict Day.
I don't like them kind of eggs. I'm sorry.
Me neither, but I asked them to scramble them. I asked them to scramble them, and I'm here with it, though.
All right.
Yeah,
Kaya, you like those eggs? Benedict eggs?
Was that a gag?
Yeah, it was a gag. She went,
Yo, same too. No,
eggs Benedict, nah.
No, I'm not here for the runny yolk.
That is gross. It looks gross. It smells funny. I'm good.
Okay, cool.
April 17th is Haiku Poetry Day.
That's the short poems, right?
Yeah, those are the short poems. And they're haikus. Like, what's the problem?
I'm so angry.
What's wrong with it's like the cat ate the tuna, and it doesn't rhyme either.
No. Haikus are a little different too.
Haikus don't really rhyme.
But they're kind of they're a bit Yoda-ish.
That was Yoda-ish.
I mean, no, Yoda is kind of
like yodeling. Like woo-hoo.
No, give like Yoda more, Star Wars.
Give me more, Gina. Give me more.
You know what I mean? I can't. Give me she more. Said yodeling. No, like Yoda.
You see the confusion it causes these days? It's confusion, mass confusion.
I am so floored by this. I don't know. I thought my cat ate the tuna was a good haiku. I don't know about you guys. Okay, I have rhymes for days.
No,
whatever. No. Kaya, back me up, please.
Kaya, don't
listen,
don't.
I'm trying to think of a haiku myself.
Thank
but
you.
I don't think I'm
and you're supposed to be here for off-key segment, miss.
Oh, man. You guys are
okay,
not...
let's go. April 18th.
We'll find a haiku for everybody. April 18th is national... Oh, actually, what's your favorite dinosaur, folks?
I never thought about
Me
that.
Me either. I never thought about it.
If I had to have a favorite dinosaur, it would probably be...
Pterodactyl. Yeah, I could see that.
I honestly don't
which
know.
Which one is the pterodactyl?
It's the flying
one. It's the flying one.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. I know, right? Because when he said it, I was like, what?
Well,
I like the long neck ones. They were just so docile. They just wanted to eat their leaves.
Yeah.
The giraffe one.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
But they were big too, so they didn't like no one really messed with them. No. They were like the elephants, I find. I feel like they were the giraffe elephants of the time too. But April 18th is National Velociraptor Day.
Sure.
It's Velociraptor.
What is really going on?
Hey, but wait, guys.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, there's more. Oh, Lord.
There is more. Because Velociraptors also shortened as Raptors. We have a basketball team. I say
Raptors.
We because we only have one team in Canada.
Yeah, uh-huh. So it's our team.
Right. It's our team. Last night they played, but they will also be playing on April 18th, Oklahoma City Thunder. On the 18th, on their Velociraptor Day.
Oh, it ties in together. Wow. Look at G in the facts.
Y'all don't know me. Y'all ain't ready for me yet.
Ooh, are you guys ready for the next one? Because I am.
Yes, you
next
are.
Next one.
Yes.
There's more?
There's two more, just for you. I made sure I had a
solid
list.
You need to put a list. Yes,
yes,
I love
it's
this
there.
List.
It's there.
All right.
But see, this is also important. You know, Trish, you were talking about turmeric. You're talking about sea moss.
Yeah.
You're talking about all these things and about your health.
Yeah.
Well, April 19th is National Garlic Day.
Woo, woo, woo. You have to season
your
feral. Stuff with
Say
garlic.
Something.
I'm not seeing a thing.
Garlic is
garlic
I love
is good.
I
put
garlic
in everything.
It doesn't need a day. Garlic doesn't need a day.
Hey, every day is garlic day.
Every day is garlic day. That, you know, I'm with needs, that one. I'm with this one. I'm sorry. I like this one.
And finally, April 20th is National Lookalike Day. So shout out to all them twins.
Oh,
them, like, them triplets.
Nobody look like me.
Them quads and all. And all you doppelgangers out there.
Oh, I think everyone has a doppelganger. Have you guys ever seen your...
They say you have seven or something like that?
Yes, I've heard that. Have
guys,
you guys ever seen your...
a doppelganger?
A person who looks just
like
you.
We have a beanie and a buju doppelganger in our family.
Kaya, say that again?
I said my mom and dad actually made me a couple of them. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah,
I would
Callie
love to
and,
see.
If you go and check out my sisters, Callie and Carly, like they literally stole my face and I wanted
they
that.
Did.
They
yes.
did. Yes, yes that is 100% true.
Absolutely.
100% true.
Bro, the doppelganger game is real and sometimes it's very close to you. But I've actually been told that, like, oh, I know you. You're from such and such. I'm like, nah, I'm not from California, bro.
Wow. Like,
yeah, I've had that a couple of times, too.
So we all have one.
I had one where I was just like, yo, Gina, I called you out, da-da-da-da. Weren't you da-da-da? I was like, nah, I was nowhere near there. I don't know what you're talking about. That was not me.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, people say I used to that I look like Usher. Maybe he's my...
No, you're
Excuse
lying.
Me?
No, they didn't say that?
No.
That,
they did?
No one ever said that? I thought, no one ever said that? You sure?
Don't try to come jump on my April days now with your fake fake narratives.
You guys can't see, but I almost fell on my seat. Excuse me? Who? You mean usher at the church?
Maybe.
You mean usher?
Yeah, he did that.
You mean usher at the church?
He did do that.
That's it.
Get in the collection plate.
Let me just say this for the record. By no means are we dissing Pharaoh.
No.
Thanks.
No.
Pharaoh is a married man. There's a reason why he's married.
Right. Thank you.
But not Usher, boo.
Okay. So it's not Usher. Okay.
Perhaps the Usher at the church.
No, maybe when, in my younger days, guys. Maybe
when, though?
No, I don't
Gina,
know
you may know this.
No, I don't. I'm unfamiliar.
No.
So but, are we done with the days? What? Are we done with the days?
I feel like I have a brother. I feel Elias looks like Omarion.
Okay.
And
Omarion.
Yeah, Omarion. No, and Naz gives me Chris Brown every night. So that's why
Naz gives you Chris.
Yeah, he does.
Now you're just making stuff up. You're just saying anything.
No, you're just mad because
you're mad because you don't look like Usher. You're mad because
I don't look. If I don't look like Usher, he definitely don't look like Chris Brown.
Since they both their quadzies.
But tell me, Solo don't look like Beanie and Jarrett did not look like Valentino.
Solo would fight you right now.
I know he would. And it's okay. I love you too. Yeah, it's all good.
Solo looks like Beanie Man?
Yeah, kinda, your son.
He could kind of pass for
Beanie. We've been calling him Beanie Man for years. And we have another cousin that we've been calling Buju. And when they did their verses, I was like, wait, I didn't know.
Really?
That's dope.
No, y'all were clashing.
Really?
Yeah. So that's it.
Those are the days. I love that. We got to bring this every week.
It's coming.
Okay, so now, look, we have our community updates and we have our business zone. But I feel like I'm going to bring in Bobby Payne's mix.
Yeah,
and then we'll jump into the community updates and stuff. The mix is hot fire, okay? But little disclaimer. It seems like Bobby and Gina were in a good conversation. I don't know. When you guys hear this
something,
mix,
yeah.
When you guys hear this mix, I don't know. It seems like there's some favoritism going on here. Wait, that's not the mix.
Play the mix, P. Come on, be nice for once.
Today is not. It's not DJ Pharaoh Day.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the second part right now.
Yeah. There it is. Hey. DJ Bobby Payne, bring it.
DJ Bobby Payne. Yeah. Started off.
So deep in my feelings, no, this ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Go shooting where you're be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me. Then I'm left to do what making you be. And that's a whole lot of love ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it.
Keep on getting through. Maybe it's your love is so good to get you.
everybody!
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
You don't believe his stories. You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around. And I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night. Doing
whoa!
I deserve good things.
This for the diamonds,
a head for the rain.
Maybe you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. And baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love is to
me. Yeah!
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Can't wait to taste your skin.